This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A.
He's washing his uniform.
B.
He's talking to a patient.
C.
He's picking up some papers.
D.
He's using a laptop computer.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
A woman is taking off her coat.
B.
A woman is drinking some coffee.
C.
A man is standing next to a suitcase.
D.
A man is reading a newspaper.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
Some people are installing an awning.
B.
Some people are unloading a truck.
C.
Some people are gathered around a market stand.
D.
Some people are painting a wall.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
She's holding a bottle in her hand.
B.
She's putting on a pair of boots.
C.
She's repairing a rocking chair.
D.
She's fixing a light on the ceiling.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
They're rearranging the tables in a room.
B.
The man is gesturing towards a whiteboard.
C.
The man's briefcase has fallen onto the floor.
D.
One of the women is filling a vase.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
A sign is hanging on a door.
B.
A cabinet has been stocked with supplies.
C.
Some shelves are being assembled.
D.
Some tools have been scattered on the ground.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Which restaurant did Mayumi recommend?
A.
I don't think so.
B.
Dinner at 8 o'clock.
C.
The French one.
Number 8.
Could you find a different shirt for that customer?
A.
Main Street.
B.
Sure. What size?
C.
A suit and a tie.
Number 9.
When did you send me the invoice?
A.
Because I've done a lot of work.
B.
Keith from the marketing department.
C.
Sometime last week.
Number 10.
Where's the computer programming handbook?
A.
Jim had it this morning.
B.
A 15% discount applies.
C.
The printing company called.
Number 11.
Isn't Mr. Akbari leading the accounting seminar?
A.
Let's close the account.
B.
The electric bill was paid.
C.
No, I think it's Ms. Garcia.
Number 12.
Why is traffic so slow today?
A.
Just a rental car.
B.
Because of road construction.
C.
No, I worked yesterday.
Number 13.
Let me help you fix the scanner.
A.
Thanks, but I'm almost finished.
B.
He's a new hire.
C.
About 20 documents.
Number 14.
Is there a code to unlock the door, or is it open?
A.
It should be open.
B.
There's a clock in here.
C.
Just around the corner.
Number 15.
What color folders would you like me to buy?
A.
I'd prefer the blue ones.
B.
Yes, please hold this for me.
C.
At the stationery store.
Number 16.
How can I request expedited shipping?
A.
The last shipment.
B.
Complete an order form online.
C.
Overnight to Singapore.
Number 17.
Don't we need to purchase more fabric samples?
A.
Yes, I'll do that now.
B.
Downstairs on the left.
C.
I've already read it.
Number 18.
Where can I find the Human Resources Department?
A.
Upstairs, to the right of the elevator.
B.
All new employees have to watch it.
C.
She's been working here for 10 years.
Number 19.
Who did you speak to about renting the apartment?
A.
I think it was the property manager.
B.
On the first of every month.
C.
There's a part missing.
Number 20.
Are you going to the museum or watching the baseball game?
A.
About 30 euros.
B.
I don't like sports.
C.
Put your name here, please.
Number 21.
Would you like me to review the budget report before you submit it?
A.
No, I don't know him.
B.
Yes, that'd be helpful.
C.
At least $500.
Number 22.
Do you plan to walk to the convention center?
A.
At the job fair.
B.
It was built last year.
C.
Pablo has a car.
Number 23.
We're out of flyers for our weekend sales event.
A.
A newspaper article.
B.
Is her flight on time?
C.
There's a printer in my office.
Number 24.
Weren't you planning to see a concert tonight?
A.
The tickets are sold out.
B.
I'll finish it right now.
C.
A very famous painter.
Number 25.
When will the presentation materials be ready?
A.
New company policies.
B.
I have 2 slides left to make.
C.
A seat by the window.
Number 26.
Who's working the closing shift next Monday night?
A.
On the corner of Maple Street.
B.
I'll take a look at the calendar.
C.
Maybe the computer's not working.
Number 27.
Can you call the research department to get a project update?
A.
I'm meeting with them at 2.
B.
It's an old model.
C.
3 months ago.
Number 28.
Doesn't the dentist's office open at 7 a.m.?
A.
I think it opened last year.
B.
Not on weekends.
C.
What a great offer.
Number 29.
The supplier said the cabinets will be delivered late.
A.
The storage room is that way.
B.
That's going to put us behind schedule.
C.
Some new kitchen appliances.
Number 30.
Ms. Jones arrived at 4 today, didn't she?
A.
All flights were delayed.
B.
No, departures are on the first floor.
C.
Actually, a 20% bonus.
Number 31.
How long did the team meeting last?
A.
Production costs are high.
B.
There was only one item on the agenda.
C.
No, we were the first to arrive.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between 2 or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Parktown Medical Center. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Joe Chang. I just received a bill for my visit on October 10th in the mail today, but I'm sure I already paid it. I think there's been a mistake.
Just a minute, Mr. Chang. Okay, yes, our records do say paid. I'm sorry. Our office installed new software last month, and we've been having some technical difficulties.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Number 32.
Where does the woman work?
Number 33.
Why is the man calling?
Number 34.
According to the woman, what happened last month? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Jiwa. The restaurant is catering a wedding next Saturday. Are you available to work?
Yes, I am. Do you need someone to make the desserts?
Well, I actually need someone to make the wedding cake. I know you're really skilled at baking and decorating cakes, so we could really use your help.
Sure, I'd be glad to do it.
Great, thanks. And here's the order form so you can see what kind of cake the bride and groom requested.
Number 35. What is happening next weekend? Number 36. What is the woman's specialty? Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Potter, my name is Aki Kimura. I manage the Pine Street Apartments, and I'm calling to see whether you've made a decision about renting the unit I showed you last week.
Actually, I'm still thinking about it. I really like the updated kitchen. Plus, it's close to my work, but the apartment isn't very big. I have a lot of furniture, and I don't think all of it will fit in that apartment.
Well, that unit is the smallest one we have because the maintenance room is right next to it. But if you're still interested in it, I'd be willing to reduce the rent for you.
Number 38. Who is the woman? Number 39. What problem does the man mention? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Evelyn, I know you just started working at Star Botanical Gardens. Have you given any tours of the grounds yet?
Not yet, but I just received my tour leader certificate yesterday. Would you like me to lead a tour of the gardens today?
Yes, if you don't mind. A group just came in, and I have an important meeting to go to.
Of course. I'll go meet them now and start the tour. I'm looking forward to leading my first group through the gardens.
Number 41. Where do the speakers work? Number 42. What did the woman recently do? Number 43. What will the woman do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to let you know I'm about to leave for the trade show.
Sounds good. I'll help you load the product samples into your car.
It's just one small bag.
Oh, okay. You're not leaving right now, though, are you? I thought the show didn't start until 3 o'clock.
You're right, but I worry that the traffic on the highway will be really bad, so I thought I'd give myself extra time.
Number 44. Where is the man going? Number 45. What does the man mean when he says,
"It's just one small bag"?
Number 46. Why is the man leaving early? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Crestview Cafe. Do you have a reservation?
We don't, but we'd like a table for two.
We're very busy right now. It'll be at least a half hour before I can seat you.
That's not going to work, is it, Jack? Isn't our building being inspected at 2 o'clock?
Right. We need to be there when the inspector arrives.
Let's just eat somewhere else, then. There's that Italian place nearby.
That's fine with me, but we should call first to reserve a table. We don't want to run into the same problem there.
Number 47. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What will begin at 2 o'clock? Number 49. Why do the men decide to call a business? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Brian, the autumn casual wear collection is going to be featured in next month's magazine issue. Have you thought about which photographer we should use for the photo shoot?
Can't we use Nancy Chi? She's our magazine's best in-house photographer.
I think she's going to be out of the country. We're going to have to use one of the other photographers on staff.
How about Julian Miller? Nancy's worked with him a lot. I could ask her if Julian can handle this assignment.
Number 50. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 51. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 52. What does the man offer to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Elaine. The bank's been really busy today. A bunch of the customer service reps are going to dinner tonight after we finish closing. Do you want to join us?
I'll probably have to work late tonight.
That's too bad. We'll miss you. Why do you have to work late?
I still have to finish that summary. You know, the summary of the bank's quarterly earnings. The regional manager is coming by in the morning, and she'll want to review it right away.
Number 53. Where do the speakers work? Number 54. Why does the woman say,
I'll probably have to work late tonight?
Number 55. What does the woman say she has to do by tomorrow? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm the technician from Tilson's Electrical Service. Sorry I'm late. I couldn't find a parking space nearby, so I had to park my car several blocks from here. Are you the owner of the business?
Yes, I hope you didn't walk too far. So, I called you because the lights in this room aren't functioning. The lights should turn on automatically when people walk into the room.
Okay. Does anybody need to use this room today?
Well, I'm supposed to interview a job applicant after lunch, but I can conduct the interview in another room. So, please take your time.
Number 56. Why is the woman late? Number 57. What problem does the man mention? Number 58. What does the man say he will do after lunch? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Raj, I have a potential client on the phone from a real estate agency. I'm transferring her to you now.
Good morning. This is Raj from Secure Shredding. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm a real estate agent here in town, and I want to get rid of old documents, you know, with sensitive client information. Can you dispose of them?
Sure. Here's how it works. We come to your office with our special shredding truck. We collect the documents and shred them right on site.
How much would that cost?
It depends. Why don't I come to your office sometime next week and we can discuss the details?
Okay, I'm available next Tuesday.
Number 59. What business does the woman work for? Number 60. What does the woman want to do? Number 61. What will Raj most likely do next week? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hello, I'm calling about becoming a member of your fitness center. I'm a flight attendant, and I've just started working a route to and from this city.
So you don't live in this city?
No, I stay at a hotel. I'm only here on Saturdays and Sundays, between flights.
Okay. Do you have any specific fitness goals in mind?
Actually, yes. I'm interested in working with a personal trainer.
No problem. We have a trainer who's here on those days. I'll set up an appointment for you to fill out the membership forms.
Number 62. What is the man's job? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Who will the man's trainer most likely be? Number 64. Why does the woman make an appointment for the man? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Welcome to Granger Furniture. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for an adjustable desk. I want one that I can either stand at or sit at. Do you carry those?
Yes, we have desks like that in our office furniture department. Just go straight ahead past the cafe, and then you'll see a sign for office furniture. A salesperson there will be happy to help you.
Excellent. Before I go there, could you look at this discount coupon that I downloaded from your website? Can I use it?
Let me see. Yes, it's good on any purchase until the end of the month.
Thanks. That's what I wanted to know.
Number 65. Why is the man at the store? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Where does the woman direct the man to go to? Number 67. What does the man show the woman? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and web page.
Hi, Adam. Glad we could get together. So, how's work going?
Pretty well. The thing I like most about my job is how interesting it is. However, I really want to travel overseas for work, but my company doesn't have any international clients, so I'm starting to look for a new position.
You know, there's a new job search website I heard about called employin.com. You can even use it to search by amount of travel required.
That's great. I'll take a look tonight. And how about you? How's work?
Actually, I'm planning on going into business for myself soon. Friday is my last day, and then I'll be my own boss.
Number 68. What does the man say he likes about his current job? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which job will the man most likely apply for? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do soon? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Max from Price Right Graphics. I'm calling to inform you that your printing order is ready for pickup. You can come to our store anytime during our regular business hours, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The itemized bill you requested has been sent to you by email. If you have the time, we would appreciate it if you could fill out a quick survey about our service on our website. Thanks for your business.
Number 71. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 72. What does the speaker say he has emailed? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to do on a website? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Hi, everyone. I just need all of the prep cooks to listen for a second. Our restaurants received a few customer complaints. Apparently, the sliced vegetables that go in our chef's salad have been brown and too soft. This is unacceptable. So, cooks, remember that we do not use vegetables that are more than a day old. We can't serve poor quality salads at our restaurant. Mark, please sort through the bin of cut vegetables and throw out any that aren't fresh.
Number 74. Who is the intended audience for the announcement? Number 75. Which menu item does the speaker mention? Number 76. What does the speaker ask Mark to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
All right, everyone. That concludes our group training on interviewing strategies from us here at Danley Career Coaching. I heard some very good responses from many of you during our interview role play. And remember, you can access the video recording of your practice interview online. It's complimentary from our company. Please watch it when you get home so that you can think about the principles we talked about today. Also, if you're considering signing up for one-on-one coaching, Kenta has worked here for over 20 years.
Number 77. What is the focus of the workshop? Number 78. What should the listeners do at home? Number 79. Why does the speaker say,
Kenta has worked here for over 20 years?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio 5 Local News. Crowds have already started gathering near the Millvale Stadium for this evening's championship soccer match. Sports fans are very excited about this match because it's the first time in 10 years that the Millvale team has made it to the championship. If you're going to the game, you can expect a lot of traffic on roads around the stadium, so you should consider taking public transportation. Transit Authority is running extra buses all evening. And now, let's see what type of weather to expect. Here's Samantha with the forecast.
Number 80. What type of event is taking place this evening? Number 81. What does the speaker advise the listeners to do? Number 82. What will the listeners hear next? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Farrell. It's Bonnie Wolfberg from Good Lane Real Estate returning your call. I understand you're interested in putting your home up for sale next month, and I'd be happy to help you with that. The first step of this process is for me to view your property. After the visit, I can give you an idea of the price you could potentially get for your home. We have a list of buyers looking for houses in your area and could probably make a sale relatively quickly. Unfortunately, I'm leaving town tonight to go on vacation, so I won't be able to meet with you until next week. I hope that's all right.
Number 83. What does the listener want help with? Number 84. What does the speaker say she will do first? Number 85. Why is the speaker unable to meet until next week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Okay, before we open this morning, I'd like to talk to you about a couple of things. First, the break room. A lot of staff have been leaving personal items like coats, shoes, and bags in the break room for long periods of time. Keep in mind that everyone working here uses the break room, and it ought to be kept neat and clean. So if you put any personal belongings in there, please take them with you at the end of your shift. There was one other thing, but the store's opening in a few minutes. Thanks.
Number 86. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 87. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says,
The store is opening in a few minutes.
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following tour information.
Thanks for joining us today on a tour of our newest art exhibit. This exhibit features the works of Martina Santos, who specializes in making mosaics. Each of her mosaics is crafted from hundreds of small colored tiles. As you'll notice, the subjects of her artwork are plants and animals. That's because Ms. Santos draws her inspiration from nature. Okay, let's get started. While we walk through the exhibit, I'll provide you with some information on each mosaic. And at the end of our tour, will stop at the front desk where you can pick up a free postcard with images of Miss Santos's most famous works of art.
Number 89. Who is Martina Santos? Number 90. According to the speaker, what is Martina Santos's source of inspiration? Number 91. What does the speaker say the listeners can receive at the front desk? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following speech.
Thanks, everyone, for coming to Arlena's farewell party. I know I speak for the entire marketing department here at Cushing Cosmetics when I say we'll miss working with her. We all appreciate her positive attitude and ability to understand customer needs. She was only with us 1 year, and during that time, sales of our new cosmetics line increased by 10%. Fortunately, she's not leaving the company, but just transferring to the Singapore branch office, so we'll be able to keep in touch. Best of luck, Alina.
Number 92. What event is taking place? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
sales of our new cosmetics line increased by 10%.
Number 94. According to the speaker, what is Alina going to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and graph.
Let's briefly discuss our progress in developing our new handheld G-Tech video game device. We had 25 employees from other departments test out the prototype, so let's look at the results. Most of them really like the appearance. We won't be able to change the weight of the device at this point. But look at this other feature. Only 10 people liked it. So that's what I want our team to work on. I know we can do better. Please send me some ideas by the end of the week. We'll have a brainstorming session on Monday to make a final decision.
Number 95. According to the speaker, where did the feedback come from? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which feature will the listeners work on? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do by the end of the week? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and map.
Welcome to our 5th annual company retreat here at Bankberry Nature Preserve. This morning we'll start with some hiking. There are 4 trails to choose from, but I highly recommend going out to the Mountain Lodge. You'll get a great view of the entire nature preserve from up there, and it's a nice spot to stop for lunch. Now, don't forget that we'll be meeting at the Wildflower Garden at 3 p.m. for some team-building activities, so please make sure to leave enough time to hike over there. Before we split into our groups, I'm going to come around and hand out water bottles.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which trail does the speaker recommend? Number 99. According to the speaker, what will happen at 3 p.m.? Number 100. What does the speaker say he will do next?
This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.